Dr. Stanton said he had been talking to Pierre about it since yesterday, so that I was way behind. And that, the two problems. One is that the other networks are demanding that they flip, and not even including CBS, flip, because they did the one of Kennedy. And second is that they have a policy that when somebody's in management, they don't do any producing, but he said he can get around that by saying that he had discussed with you, which he says he did. He was down here some time ago. You're doing a conversation, and you're talking about having him do it. If the first one could be resolved, he's sure he can resolve the second one. Not a problem.
Well, Pierre said that if you don't go in his office talking about it before he comes back, Pierre said that
says he is that.
Did he say anything about that story that ran tonight on Andy Hatcher?
Nope.
They ran that. And Pierre told me what it was. And you know the one that ran last night, you talked to him about that?
No, sir, I haven't yet.
Well, when you talk to Pierre, go in there and talk to him, please.
I didn't know about the Hatcher.
In there and will be leaving right now.
All right,
so you'll talk to him and give me a buzz back.
All right.
And then I think you'll talk to Dr. Tell him. Let's get his name and set it for tomorrow. A little background there.
All right, sir.
And see if they succeed on their what terms have expired.
Well, Siegenthaler is the one that has already been succeeded. And this one succeeds Wrench. You announced one already. Mrs. Chandler succeeded Siegenthaler. And Pierre told him that that's the one she succeeded. Did that, I'm sure, because Wrench was the chairman.
What do you ought to ask
him? I just saw it. I've talked to him about it. I just saw it in his briefing. But I think he's probably, did the right thing, although I agree he should have asked him.
Tell him you saw that. Good before he goes back to the place to bust me back.
All right, sir.
Yep.
Probably that's all.